about, oh, maybe as far as the chair arm there, of just boards, and the rest would be all screened in. Maybe you wouldn't even be in that kind of building at all, but the tables would be about as long as the building was, see, and there'd just be any as many as they could fix in there. Maybe there would be two houses fixed that where the people could go that were to the feast. And they would have, oh, just great, big, beautiful, delicious cakes. And of course, they'd have this, oh, and I see my boys coming. Goody. I see my boys coming in that pickup seat. And then they would have this this food. Well, it'd just be, it'd be served in great big bowls. Well, your even your cup that you drank your coffee in was not a cup, it was a bowl about this size. And you drank out of that. Oh. Even your water, you drank out of that if you just drank water. Well, when you get ready to go home, all the Indians that had attended this, they would, maybe they'd have a tea towel or something. Maybe they'd just take a, maybe if the tablecloth wasn't too large, or if maybe it belonged to them, I don't know. But they'd put squaw bread or any kind of meat or maybe a whole cake if it hadn't been eaten off. They want you to take it home, they'd just take it home. Yeah.
My goodness.
So it really, this is quite a, that was what I wondered if maybe that would be something on that order, history and stuff that you were interested in, you know, up here. Fiddle, I can get a thing out of that cabin. And then, see, that was, we were talking about this idea that I mentioned to you that I knew would be real good. And don't you know, I kept thinking about different ones, you know, while Calvin was gone, and the next time he came home, he says, Mother, I thought of just the one. And when he said me, I tell you,
well,
I tried to talk him out of it. Then I decided right then that you hadn't taught him very well.
Oh, come on now.
Well, let's see, I think I was asking you what you'd say to horses to get them to stop.
Oh, I said, well.
You mean if you wanted them to go faster?
Get up.
And you said, if you said, whoa, and they stopped, and then you wanted them to go this way, what would you say to them?
I'd say, back up.
And which way would they go then? If you said get out, then they'd go. If you're riding a horse, what do you hold in your hands?
The reins.
And you sit in the
saddle.
And your feet go in the
stirrups.
Do they generally have one or two things under the saddle to hold it on around here?
Oh, sometimes they have two.
And what do you call the thing that you put on a horse's head if you're going to break him?
The halter.
Mm-hmm. You want to see these things that we're getting?
Hey, you know,
you asked me what did I hold in my hand if I rode a horse. I started to tell you all the parts of the saddle I could hang on to.
That's about the way I do it, that's right.
Especially the saddle horn.
Yeah. Horse's mane.
I had that kind of a saddle.
Yeah. Grab anything that's handy.
Yes.
If a gravel truck goes by here loaded with gravel, what would you say that people were doing with it?
I'd probably say somebody's getting their road fixed and go dump some gravel.
Mm-hmm. When your father shaved, what did he use?
A razor, probably straight edge.
How did he sharpen this?
With a razor strap.
Use back and forth?
Mm-hmm.
What did he use to put the lather on?